Hello and a warm welcome to this week's Start-Stop Reflection, when we help prepare ourselves for the day ahead by stopping to reflect for 10 minutes. 79 years ago this morning, on D-Day, Operation Overlord was launched to begin the liberation of Western Europe from Nazi subjugation and to relieve the pressure on the Eastern Front, where the Russian people had made huge sacrifices. Challenging weather conditions, 160,000 troops landed in Normandy by means of 5,000 marine vessels and 1,200 planes. Until relatively recently, the stories of the chaplains who served alongside the invasion forces have been rarely told. General Montgomery, leader of the land forces, believed that the presence of a chaplain was of equal importance to the availability of artillery in a conflict. Some of these chaplains held services during the turbulent crossings early that June morning. A passage of inspiration for chaplains is from the 41st chapter of the book of Isaiah. I'll read verses 8 to 13. "But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its father's corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Yes, all who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear, I will help you." Chaplains armed with only a Bible and a communion set were attached to each military unit. 3,692 British chaplains served in the Second World War, and 96 lost their lives, with 21 of them in Normandy between June and September 1944. Their primary role was to administer the sacraments, to conduct services, and to help with morale. In reality, chaplains provided a very wide range of support, carrying wounded soldiers, providing medical assistance, and obtaining supplies, in addition to ministering to the wounded and the dying. General Montgomery, the son of a bishop, believed that soldiers who were alert, tough, enthusiastic, and trained to kill could achieve anything, provided they had faith in God and were properly led. While Montgomery's aspirations for the degree of faith his men possessed may have been optimistic, it is clear that his belief in the fundamental value of chaplains was well placed. Padre Parry, a chaplain to the newly formed 7th Battalion of the Parachute Regiment, parachuted into France on the 6th of June and was killed in action at Bénouville the next day. It later transpired that, according to a war correspondent with the Daily Sketch, Parry was unlawfully killed with a knife or bayonet while defending wounded men during a German raid on a medical aid post, throwing himself between the Nazis and his wounded troops. Reverend Leslie Skinner maintained a detailed, candid diary of his experiences from France. His entry for the 6th of June 1944 reads, "Up 0500 hours, cold, wet, sea rough, this is it. Running for beach by 0700, under fire by 0710, beached 0725, man either side of me wounded, one lost leg. I was blown backwards onto a Bren carrier, but okay, made it to beach, though I had a hell of a pain in left side. Bed on the ground around 0130, dead beat." diary also expresses how he made it his duty to record precisely the burial site and personal details of each of the 153 men of the regiment who were killed in action during his time as their padre. Skinner refused to let other tank crews help recover bodies because he did not want them to see the way in which their comrades had died in burned or smashed Sherman tanks. He also recorded how the enemy showed their respect for the dead and wounded as he went about his gruesome task. On the 2nd of September, he wrote, "Left driver and truck, entered village via ditch, made way to village parsonage. Bodies of Sergeant Cribben and Trooper Sharp beautifully laid out in white shrouds, having been washed. I stitched the bodies up. The French priest in robes led the funeral cortege down the street. The Germans had watched the funeral procession and saw the service from their tank without interference." Tragically, 79 years on, British chaplains are now training Ukrainian chaplains in the war with Russia, the former ally of the UK in the fight against fascism. Colonel Vitaly Skrubets, the chief of chaplaincy of the Ukrainian army, explains, "Of course we need weapons, but we need more than military support. This is why in the middle of 2022 we created a chaplaincy department for the armed forces of Ukraine. The main aim is to provide spiritual support for soldiers and military personnel. That will always be there for our soldiers. And in situations where they don't see any chance or any options, the chaplains give hope for forces to carry on. The role of the chaplain is to be there, to point to hope, to be the presence of the God who assures us, 'Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God.' We hope and pray that we won't face such similar challenges, but we all do have the role in our different circumstances to be there, privileged to enable the presence of God." Few moments of silence before our prayers. Our prayer this morning is, "Merciful Father, whose Son is the Prince of Peace, may your peace reign in your world. Merciful Father, whose Son is the Prince of Peace, may your peace reign in your world. Father, we thank you for your promise to be with us your people, in all that we face. We lift to you all areas of warfare and conflict. And we pray that all who suffer may know your ways of righteousness, justice, and peace. Merciful Father, whose Son is the Prince of Peace, may your peace reign in your world. May we all learn from the lessons and errors of the past. May we all learn to set aside the passions of tribalism and discrimination and strive to celebrate the common good that we share and love as you commanded us to love. Merciful Father, whose Son is the Prince of Peace, may your peace reign in your world. We pray for all the leaders of the world. May they serve with humility and be inspired by your ways of peace and work ceaselessly for an end to conflict and for justice and righteousness. Merciful Father, whose Son is the Prince of Peace, may your peace reign in your world. Father, may we all be agents of your light and peace. May we know peace and concord in our relationships, our communities, our places of work, in our churches, and in our hearts. Merciful Father, whose Son is the Prince of Peace, may your peace reign in your world. And now the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, today and always. Amen. Many thanks for joining us for Start Stop. Do have a happy, fruitful day and week ahead.